This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
Well, we can merrily say that Christmas is just around the corner, certainly as far as my guest this morning is concerned. Volunteer coordinator for the Dunedin Community Christmas Dinner, Lisa de Clark, joins us in the studio. Lisa, morena.
Morena.
How many hats do you wear?
A few.
It's great to talk with you again and about this amazing event, which, for anyone who doesn't know, fills Dunedin Town Hall on an annual basis, welcoming anyone who wants to be there on Christmas Day. For all sorts of different reasons. Lisa, how long have you been involved in the Christmas dinner now?
So this will be my third year, actually. And the first year that I joined, when Acts of Kindness was first doing it. So I've been running the volunteer coordination by myself for the last 2 years.
Yeah, okay. And so worth reminding us that the Acts of Kindness Charitable Trust sort of launched this and ran it for many years and did an amazing job at doing that. And there was a kind of a crunch point when it became no longer tenable for them to be continuing their involvement, right?
Yes, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Who stepped up?
They really wanted my husband to do that. So Rob Tiger, who's also works at the Dunedin Community House. And for Acts of Kindness, what they wanted to do is to pass it on in a way that kind of held the general purpose of the community Christmas dinner, which was bringing community together for a Christmas dinner. And Rob had been involved with the community Christmas dinner for a number of years through Dunedin Community House as well. So they helped manage a lot of their dinner registrations and some of the volunteer coordination as well. And so that was a nice, easy way for Rob to kind of get involved, became the chairperson of the new Dunedin Community Christmas Dinner, and we've kind of gone from there. So there's a trust now for the Dunedin Community Christmas Dinner, and it's that trust that now runs the dinner every year.
When it first got underway, it kind of got talked about as something that was an option for people who didn't have somewhere else to be on Christmas Day. And for many, you know, that's a very real thing, right? They see the rest of the community celebrating around them and might perhaps, for one reason or another, not be able to be with anybody that they're close with on that day. And it's something that we all kind of treasure. More broadly now, it's an open invitation really to anyone who wants to celebrate community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have people who come every year we've got people from the Chinese community who are really enthusiastic, so they take up usually two or three tables, and certainly the Indian community, Pakistan community. There's a lot of people who come because this is their opportunity to participate in a Kiwi Christmas, as well as a lot of people who participate because, you know, for whatever reason, their plans have kind of gone awry, so they've got this opportunity to still have a celebration and to join in with other people. And so it's a big day, lots of music and entertainment, and I guess the whole purpose of it, like I said, was just that community feel, so everybody's participating.
And make no mistake about it, it is a huge volunteer effort.
Yes.
Across all sorts of fronts. I mean, give us a size, give us a kind of an indication of the scope of this thing. How many guests do you usually allow for here?
Yeah, so the town hall can really only fit about a maximum of 600 people, and that's 600 guests. So when you've got 200 volunteers on top of that, it's quite extraordinary and barely standing room in some places. And so in order for us to get the Christmas dinner up and running, there's multiple days of kitchen prep. There's multiple days of getting the town hall decorated. We've got people wrapping gifts, and we've got people who are doing multiple different little odd jobs that help to make the day run really well when we get to Christmas Day. And then we also try and support the wider community afterwards by getting them to help with either the pack down and, you know, feed the volunteers as well, because, you know, this is an opportunity for people to come to the Christmas dinner and volunteer, but also we want to show them a little bit of appreciation for all of their hard work.
So there's volunteering opportunities pretty much from this point on in terms of getting ready for the event. So if you're volunteering, you don't necessarily have to be available on Christmas Day for this. There's a lot to do before and potentially afterwards as well. Before we explore that a little bit further too, a big shout out to those who make food available. How does that work?
So we do get a lot of donations. Kiwi Harvest is a really good place that helps us with things. They commit, I think, a lot of carrots and those kinds of things for community Christmas dinner. We've got a professional chef who does that, and we have Cows who donate a whole heap of pavlovas every year. And I think there's even somebody who always donates a hogget.
This is a Christmas dinner in a traditional sense, isn't it?
It's a
full meal, and as well as all the entertainment concerned. A wonderful, wonderful event. And, well, you'd have to be hiding under a rock not to know about it, but maybe you've never been. This could be your year, or it could be your year to help out with volunteering. So here we are, heading into November. What are the key tasks that you're keen to let our listeners know about at the moment?
So at the moment, we have opened up the applications for volunteer roles. And so in the lead up to Christmas Day, we have the town hall decoration and we have the kitchen hand. And they're usually in about the 4 or 5 days leading up to Christmas Day. There's little bits of odd jobs like the Christmas present wrapping that crops up from time to time. But generally, we really start hitting the ground around about December for volunteer roles. We do have a couple of roles that are operating at the moment where if somebody rings up wanting to be a dinner guest or they haven't been able to figure out how to register to be a dinner guest, then those volunteers just go ring the person up, go through the process with them, and then make sure that they're reassured that they are on that list to be a dinner guest. And so closer to the time, we'll have an actual call centre who will call every single dinner guest to make sure that they're still coming.
Wow.
We're really grateful for that, because that does mean that we have a very good realistic number of who's actually going to be there on the day, because plans change all the time. And that just helps us to make sure that we're keeping the registrations open for as long as possible, so that as many people are able to come as possible.
Talk about registrations in a tick. So on Christmas Day, what roles are your volunteers involved in on that day?
So we have quite a number of roles, the big one being the table hosts. If you're a friendly person who loves to chat to people, particularly people with lots of different backgrounds, you sit at the table with the guests, and you basically help them to feel comfortable. You do have share a meal with them, so you do get fed at that time as well. But it's about, you know, starting that conversation, making sure that they've got the drinks, you know, helping them with any entertainment and all of those kinds of things, which is really just helping people to be really quite comfortable in that space, which, you know, when you've got lots of people in the room, that can be a little bit more challenging. We've also got servers, and of course they come in with all the plates of food and deliver it in a very Christmassy manner. In the midst of all this entertainment, we have the platers, so they're the ones who get the food from the kitchen and they put it on the plates, make it look all presentable, and then the servers take it off. The kitchen hands, and they're either making food or washing dishes. Can imagine the amount of dishes that we go through on a day when you've got 600 odd guests. And we also have a drinks team. So they're going around and they're making sure that people's cups are all filled with whatever drink that they may like. And tea and coffee is definitely a big one for people on the day. And so there's there's a lot of different roles. I've probably forgotten a multiple of them. But there's usually we need around about 200 people on the day.
We should emphasise it's an alcohol-free event too as well, of course, for obvious reasons. You would have to think this is probably the single biggest volunteering day in Altiputi, Dunedin on an annual basis. I struggle to think of anything else that might hit that. I mean, I guess when you've got a major sporting event, when you've got Masters Games and so forth, there's people across that. But in terms of a kind of a concentrated burst of volunteering activity, it's a tremendous effort, isn't it? And heartwarming to know that so many people are ready to give of their time in this way. Having said that, I'm sure you want to get at the message now that signing up now for volunteering is very helpful for you in terms of your coordination role, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm always really surprised just about how many people volunteer for Christmas Day. But also they're repeat volunteers, so they've been doing it for a number of years now. So this is something that they're really passionate about and they make time for every year. And so we're really appreciative of those repeat volunteers. But obviously, you know, the more people who kind of join in the day, maybe don't have something to do, or they're in, you know, they're transient, they're just passing through Dunedin, more than welcome to join as a volunteer and, you know, just help to bring the day together. And for most of these volunteers, you know, it is just like a specific time frame, so you're not boxed in for the whole day. It is really, you know, sort of like 11:30 to 2:30, but there's a few time frames outside of that.
All right, tell us about the volunteer registration process.
So you can go to the Community Christmas Dinner website. It's just christmas.org.nz.
Best website you've managed to score. That's amazing. Christmas.org.nz.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that it was untaken. Christmas.org.nz, and you go, there's options there for donating, for volunteering, and for signing up as a dinner guest. And you just head to the volunteer page, fill in the form. We've got multiple questions just to make sure that we've got the right information for you. If you do struggle with filling out that form at all, feel free to send us an email to volunteer@christmas.org.nz. That email is on the form as well. And once that's submitted, usually within a couple of days, I'll just reply to make sure that I've received your registration. And then if you haven't heard from me, do let me know, because sometimes the form, as technology sometimes does, gets a bit glitchy and it hasn't recorded that. And we did have that problem a couple of times last year.
All right. And as you've touched on, registrations also for the dinner itself open right now too.
Yes. So we open them at the same time, and that just helps people to, you know, get in early, make their plans. And then, you know, like I said, we'll call people a little bit closer to the time after their plans change. And so clicking on the dinner registrations, there is a form, and we've made it quite as simple as possible to give us an idea of just how many people are coming, and if there's any dietary requirements or accessibility needs. Again, if you do have a bit of a trouble with that form, we've got a phone number that you can call, leave a message, and one of the volunteers will get back to you and help you sort that out.
All right. Well, let's all look ahead to Christmas, to one of the traditions of Christmas here in Altiputi, Dunedin, the Dunedin Community Christmas Dinner at Dunedin Town Hall. So whether you're going just to enjoy the day itself, or whether you're going to be part of the massive volunteer crew that makes it all possible, sure, it'll be a wonderful day. Lisa de Clark, all the best with your coordination efforts for this, and thanks for joining us here for House Guest.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.